This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Climate Envoy John Kerry said on Saturday that the world's major economies must stretch to do more, in his words, at next month's U.N. climate talks to show they are serious about fighting global warming. The COP26 conference in Glasgow, Scotland, aims to secure more ambitious climate action from the nearly 200 countries that signed the 2015 Paris Agreement to limit global warming. New energy and funding pledges from the United States and China have raised negotiators' hopes, but many G20 countries, including major polluters such as China and India, have yet to announce updates of their short-term climate action plans. Youth climate activists, including Sweden's Greta Thunberg, have demanded that policymakers match words with action. They've called for a transparent climate finance system and more grants to help the people who are most affected by climate change. The president of the upcoming COP26 summit said Saturday that delegates to the event have agreed that they must deliver on a $100 billion per year pledge to help the most vulnerable nations tackle climate change. Alok Sharma made that comment Saturday after days of meetings at a pre-summit event in Italy. He said there was consensus to do more to keep within reach the goal of limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees higher than pre-industrial levels. Officials say a major crackdown in western Libya has resulted in the detention of 4,000 migrants, including hundreds of women and children. The UN said initial reports were that at least one person was killed and 15 others injured in the crackdown. More on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Saturday he was going to work like hell, in his words, to get both an infrastructure bill and a multi-trillion-dollar social spending bill passed through Congress, and he plans to travel more to bolster support with Americans. Biden said he would begin going around the country to make clear to Americans what is in the two bills. He said he wanted the bills to make life more livable for ordinary Americans, for example, by making child care more affordable. Biden expressed confidence that both bills would get passed, but declined to set a deadline for when that would happen. Moderate Democratic lawmakers want an immediate vote on a $1 trillion infrastructure bill in the House of Representatives that has already passed the Senate. Progressive Democrats want to wait until there's agreement on a sweeping $3.5 trillion bill to bolster social spending and fight climate change. The United States has just reached its latest pandemic milestone, eclipsing 700,000 deaths from COVID-19 just as the surge from the Delta variant is starting to slow down and give overwhelmed hospitals some relief. It took 3.5 months for the United States to go from 600,000 to 700,000 deaths, driven by the variant's rampant spread through unvaccinated Americans. The death toll is now larger than the population of Boston, Massachusetts. An antiviral pill developed by U.S. drug maker Merck & Company could halve the chances of dying or being hospitalized for those most at risk of contracting severe COVID-19, experts are hailing it as a potential breakthrough in how the virus is treated. If it gets authorization, the drug would be the first oral antiviral medication for COVID-19. Merck said it plans to seek U.S. emergency use authorization for the pill as soon as possible and to make regulatory applications worldwide. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian will hold talks with United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken on October 5th, in which the two will aim to work on restoring confidence between the two countries. This according to a statement from the French Foreign Minister's office. Diplomatic relations between the U.S. and France hit a low point last month after Australia canceled a previous $40 billion French-designed submarine deal to build instead at least 8 nuclear-powered submarines with United States and British technology. In retaliation, France briefly withdrew its ambassador to the United States, although that ambassador has since returned to Washington, D.C. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.